This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are here on this Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And we are, as I said in the previous hour, we're having some technical difficulties with our phone line. So I'll give you the phone number, which is 855-660-4261. But I'll let you know when you can give a call. In the meantime, you could email us through our website at paulparent.com. On the bottom of the website, there's a way to send us an email, and we can answer it. I've had a couple so far, and I have another one here from Dave in Falmouth. And I'll read it to you. It says, good morning, Patrick. I purchased some unusual seeds, such as spikenard, sweet tea vine, and lingonberry, etc. The packets say these seeds have specific germination requirements, scarification and or stratification. For example, spikenard, Aurelia, racemose, the website says scarification may improve germination, cold stratify 45 to 60 days. So it follows up with, I'm wondering how hard it is to do this and what exactly is involved. Any input would be great. Thanks, Dave out of Falmouth. So, a couple things. So if we want to look at first, maybe scarification, right? Scarification is really breaking the seed down a little bit, right? There's a number of ways to do that. You know, maybe it's using a piece of sandpaper. Maybe it's using a file. We're really looking to nick the seeds, right? So if you have it, what it is these seeds have a hard coating around them. And in order for them to germinate a little bit quicker and easier, you need to scar them a little bit. It's nature's way of kind of not sprouting, the plant's not sprouting too early. That's really what it's looking to do for you. So this is just a nice way of helping nature do its thing. Now, how do we do this? Obviously, nice and easy. You can take a piece of sandpaper, get your seed, and just rub it on there. You'll notice the coating color is going to be different than the inner part of the seed. When you see that, you don't want to take the whole coating off. You want to just take some of it to get it ready. And that would be considered scarification. Some will then actually place the seed in a bowl of water, let it soak overnight. You'll start to notice that the seed will swell, will get bigger. You immediately remove it from the water and then get it planted. So that's scarification. Nice, quick, easy way. There's other ways to do it, right? Some will actually say place the seeds in a freezer overnight, then soak at room temperature for a few days until the seeds start to swell. That'll pop some of that hard coating off. Another one is place seeds in a freezer overnight, then put them in boiling water. Let them soak in hot water for just several hours versus several days, and then you'll be able to use them. A nice easy one, take a look at getting a bag. Place them in a bag with sand and maybe like a 50-50 or a 50-50 mix of sand and peat moss, and then shake for 60 seconds to a couple minutes, then put them in water and let them soak overnight. So the whole thing is, if you think about this, we're looking for them somehow to break down that hard coating of seeds to be able to germinate a little bit easier. So that's with scarification, right? So then there's that other one of stratification, or the cold stratification. What do we want to do? So this is one where there's a number of styles. You can do sand and water, you can do peat moss and water, or you can just soak them in a paper towel, right? So we'll go with the soaking with paper towels. Real easy. You soak the seeds for a couple hours, 1 to 2 hours. Then you place them in between paper towels on a single layer. You put one on top, one on bottom. Or you can just wrap the seeds with that paper towel, the damp paper towel. Put it in a Ziploc bag. Put the date on it. Throw it in the refrigerator for about a month, maybe 5 weeks. You can do that, again, just by soaking it in water. You could do it with a sand and water mix, where you get some sand, you mix it with water, you slowly mix it so it's almost becoming like a ball, right? And then before it gets to that, you can add the seeds that you want in there, mix it in with all of that, put it into a Ziploc bag again, and then let it sit in the refrigerator for about a month. In about a month, the seedling should start to sprout. Once that happens, get it into the ground or into pots. Both of these are pretty easy to do. They sound like a lot. They sound like they're a lot more, but they are pretty easy to do. So those are some things with the question that we received from Dave this morning on scarification and stratification. The cold stratification, what to do. Like I said, they sound harder because you look at them and you're like, stratification? What am I, back in science class in middle school? Like, what is going on here? But yeah, no, it looks a little bit harder than it is, and it's not that bad. That's the process you might have heard me talk about a number of times, is putting them in a refrigerator in between damp paper towels to get them to get to that next level. The cold stratification is one that will force those seeds to get into that next level, go to the next spot. So hopefully that helps you, Dave. They'll give you some input, what you're looking for in the garden for everything going forward. So hopefully that, like I said, hopefully that helps out, but it's a lot easier than you expect. And these are some of the seeds that you'd be looking at doing are the ones that have a harder outer coating of the plant, right? You're looking at some morning glories, Joe Pieweed. You want to get into some of the vegetables, winter squash, spinach, and beans. Those are ones that would do well with a scarification. Columbine and moonflower are another. Joe Pieweed, like I said, milkweed, lupin. Those are just some common seeds that you would use scarification with. For cold stratification, a couple that you might be thinking of, lupin again would be one, St. John's wort, Rubeckia, coneflower, lavender, catmint, just to name a few. So these are some things where you could do that little extra to get started. And if you think about it, the cold stratification right now is going to take a month. So, looking at some of these seeds, they're saying to start planting indoors in mid-March to late March. Well, if you started that cold stratification in March, that's another month out. You're not going to get it as early as you're looking for. So maybe looking at some of these and saying, all right, I'm going to get that cold stratification done now. So in a month and a half from now, I can start planting indoors in seed trays and then get them outdoors when it comes time. So just look at it. It'll say right on the package if it needs to be cold stratified or scarified. scarification. So definitely take a look at the package. There's tons of information on a lot of them, but those are some good examples, to be done. And this is the time of season to be doing it, so you're ready for going forward. Our phone lines are still down, but I'm going to give the number. It's 855-660-4261. I don't believe I mentioned it this hour, but at our GCN studios, when I started the show, it was negative 19 degrees. So there's a lot of frozen stuff out there. So, but at least we can be here live. I can give you some information. You can email us. Go to our website at paulparent.com. And at the bottom, there's a way to email us, and I will try and answer those questions coming out of breaks, so I'm not just stopping in the middle of talking here and then reading one. I've already tried to do it, and I noticed myself starting to fade off, so I'm gonna hold off so until I get into those breaks, and we'll try and answer some of those questions coming out of the break in the next few segments here. So you can go to our website, paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom and send us an email, and we'll do what we can to help you out. But like I said, just give me a little bit of time in between them so I don't stop what I'm doing and talking to you guys and read the emails, because dead air is not what we're looking for. Anyways, a couple hours left in the show on this Valentine's Day. The sun is starting to pop out, at least the light, so we're getting there in that day, and it'll start to warm up as we go. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a few.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And you got that right. We are back and available for phone calls. So give us that call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. But in the meantime, Samola, get you some time to get on to the phones. I do have an email question from Nancy. It says, good morning. This year I put all my potted geraniums in the basement under shop lights, and they are doing well. However, I recently read online that I should have cut them way back before bringing them in. Should I cut them back now, and should I fertilize them now? Thank you. Okay. So, a couple things, Nancy, with your geraniums. What they're saying is if you want to just keep them dormant, that's when you should cut them back, kind of take them out of the soil, loosen up the roots, put them in like a paper bag, let them go dormant. But if you've kept them the way they're going and they're doing well, I personally would not be cutting them back. I wouldn't be doing something along those lines when you don't really need to. You can treat these geraniums almost like a house plant at this point, and then bring them back out in the spring. I see no problem with you doing that. You could fertilize them at this point because of the fact that I'm sure that being indoors, they're looking for some sort of nutrients other than just like the watering that you've been doing, that type of thing. Because you know, you can definitely the difference from indoors and outdoors. So you could definitely fertilize them. I wouldn't go heavy on anything crazy. I wouldn't do like a heavy like 20-20-20. I might do an all-purpose type fertilizer just to get them started for the rest of the winter to get them ready. So that would be something to look at. No, but don't go heavy on the fertilizing. Don't push the fertilization right now. You can do some fertilizing once we're getting closer to going back outside. And remember, in New England, the last frost is towards the end of May. So we still have some time before, you know, we can be putting these plants outdoors. Don't push it too much. Maybe wait a little bit before, you know, you really push it on like the heavy, like bloom type booster, looking for blossoms, that type of thing. Look at it more for just an all-purpose to give the geranium something back from the winter. Sometimes being under the heat lamp, you know, can stress them out a little bit. I'm not saying that, you know, it's a bad thing by any means, but it can cause the plants to just stretch or not have all the nutrients that it wants. It's going to absorb them a little bit quicker when it's getting watered. So that's something to look at with it, but don't cut them back. It would be, you know, doesn't make sense at this point to do that, especially when you said they're already doing really well. Hopefully that helps you out, Nancy, and with your question. I know I've given out the web address of paulparent.com. You can go there to email us, but our phone lines are back. They're just back this segment here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So give us a call, and we're going to be here to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. Stay tuned for more of that. As I said, if I get some email questions, I'm going to wait till after the segment's over, look at them, and then try to answer them from there, because I've already seen myself reading some of these and I just stopped kind of talking or losing focus on what I'm talking about. And I don't want to do that to you guys. Dead air is not what we're looking for. In the meantime, take a look at some of our sponsors with some information this winter to get ready for spring. One of my favorite sponsors out there is Espoma. They're all really awesome sponsors. But Espoma, I love what they do. I love how they do it. Their organic products are incredible. Take a look at some of their liquid feeds for some of your house plants, your indoor plants. Might know Espoma, you know, for holly tone and plant tone and those types of things. But they have so many other things. Soils. Just to name a couple, they even have some plant protectors, neem oil, insect settle soap, insect control, that type of thing. So take a look at their website, espoma.com, for some more information. But check them out and see what you can do. In the meantime, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Espoma, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 5 days of arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump, he's been acquitted. The vote was 57-43 on a single article of impeachment. It was 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority needed to convict. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a message was sent.
While justice was not done in this trial, it will be carried forward by the American people.
7 Republicans crossed over party lines to vote guilty, the most impeachment defections ever from a president's party. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voted not guilty, and he explained why.
In this case, the question is moot because former President Trump is constitutionally not eligible for conviction.
But McConnell said Trump is practically and morally responsible for the attack at the Capitol on January 6th. This is USA Radio News. White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has resigned the day after he was suspended for issuing a sexist and profane threat to a journalist seeking to cover his relationship with another reporter. Ducklow had been put on a week-long suspension without pay on Friday after a report surfaced in Vanity Fair outlining his sexist threats against a female political journalist who was trying to suppress a story about his relationship. He told her, quote, "I will destroy you." The journalist had been seeking to report on his relationship with a political reporter at Axios. In a statement put out on Saturday, Ducklow said, "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Ducklow's conduct, quote, "doesn't meet our standards, it doesn't meet the president's standard, and it was important that we took a step to make that clear." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. For those of you who have been listening, I know that we had some phone issues, but they are fixed. So you can give us a call and we'll help you out. Speaking of that, we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Betty is in Columbia, South Carolina.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Around here, everybody calls these cactus plants that bloom Christmas cactus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have some that bloom different times of the year. But I have a friend who has several of them, and he cannot get them to bloom.
Okay.
What do you suggest?
So there are a number of that style Christmas cactus. There's even a Thanksgiving cactus. There's another one I can't think of off the top of my head. But they know it's called this one's called a Christmas cactus?
Yes.
Okay. And what, it just hasn't bloomed at all? Not one bit, or?
They grow very well, but they do not bloom.
Okay. So sometimes, there's a couple things that could happen. One, where it got too warm, where the warm temperatures are actually causing it to slow down and not show any of the blossoms that you need. So it does need a little bit of a temperature drop to push some of that flowering. So instead of in like a south-facing window, try moving it to like the north-facing window where it's a little bit of cool air. Basically, what it needs to know is that the cold winter period is coming. You know what I mean? So it will signal in the plant that it's time to start pushing buds out for that season. Another issue could be is overwatering. There could be just, it just was watered constantly and it just is, looks lush and green, but it just hasn't pushed the blooms because there's too many, there was too much water for the season.
Okay.
Another option would be, needs to be repotted. Sometimes with pot bound, plants like this, they won't be able to, push flowers because they're just circling roots in there. And so they can't push out those flowers. So what you want to look at is with a Christmas cactus, you can put your hand through the plant kind of and then flip the plant over, holding the plant, remove the pot a little bit so you can see if the roots are circling and they're just going around in circles, it definitely needs to be repotted and brought to that next size up.
And loosen the roots, right?
Yes.
Break them up.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to like rip them apart, but you want to loosen them up so they'll start to move in that new soil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One other thing that it could be is in like October that you know, when the light outside is different, right? We start getting more darkness during the day versus during the summer. The plant needs to have at least 12 hours of dark to bloom. Okay, so if it's in a sunny window all the time and, there's street lights on or there's light lamps or hot, grow lamps or anything over it for more than 12 hours during the day, it can actually mess up the way it flowers. So that there's a number of things that it could be. And then on top of that, it could be like the Thanksgiving cactus. It could be a different type of cactus. But try those first few things and see what it does. But I think one of those might do the trick for them.
Right. He has very good luck with his violets, but not with his with his cactus. Maybe he sticks with violets. But I will pass this information on to him, and I appreciate your help.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day.
And you do the same.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jerry's in New Hampshire.
Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. And,
good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you. You as well to everyone as well, too.
I have a good challenge for you.
Sure.
Okay. I have some tree stumps just been cut. They're about 36 inch in diameter, and I would like to hollow them out and put some flowers in it. So I'm going to have them about 8 to 12 inches deep. I'll have holes on the bottom for drainage, and I'm looking for flowers, perennials, that I could put in there that would bloom, the season, spring, summer, fall. So the roots, I guess they're going to have to, somewhere that would take 8 to 12 inches deep. And I'm looking for flowers that, that would grow up tall, kind of medium and low in the stump. So it would kind of maybe hang over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to find.
Okay. So the root system I'm not going to be worried about if you're hollowing it out and you're drilling some holes down to be for drainage, whatnot. The thing is over time the rest of it's going to rot out, and so the roots are going to grow kind of wherever they want. So I'm not worried about any root system on there. Long-term effects, the only thing I might be worried about is the stump itself kind of falling apart. But that, I think you can deal with that, and that would be fine. As far as some plants, the follow-up question I have, what is it, now that you've taken the tree down, is it a sunny area, or is it still got some part shade?
No, it'll have sun probably a good 8 to 12 hours.
Okay, so we're talking full sun.
Yeah.
And you said you want to go perennials, right?
I have a few stumps that I can kind of mix. You know,
yep.
Some I can do annuals, but there's some of the big ones. And these are red oaks, and they're so, you know, which is a very dense wood, so they're not gonna rot that quickly, I don't think.
Yeah,
so,
no, it'll take some time, but long-term
effects. So I'm not
effects.
Really worried about that. Perennials and more perennials, and then on the side annuals.
Okay. Well, so some simple ones that we could be adding to the perennials to be putting in there might be throwing some different types of daylilies in there. Some daylilies will adapt nice and easily. They'll get you the medium height that you're looking for. You can even go to some of those daylilies that will bloom multiple times during the season. So that might be a nice, easy one. You could look at some catmint. Sometimes with the purple flowers, they'll stay low. So it's almost like you could have two heights to it.
It's
a catmint.
Okay.
Yep, it'll have a purple flower to it, but it stays lower, so you can get some different heights to it.
Okay.
You could throw different types of grasses in there to give you some definite height without a problem. I'm trying to think what some other ones you could be doing. one to get like a really big size to it. You could use the perennial hibiscus, the ones that can almost have like a dinner plate. The dinner plate's usually for like dahlias, but this would be one where it's that size on the blooms on some of them. That they come in some different color leaves, but and different color flowers. Those can get you some height. I've seen some of those get like 5 feet tall.
Right.
So,
wow. Okay.
So that might be an option to put in there. For anything that kind of trails over, I might go on the annual side for those. Because with perennials, anything that is like a ground cover that kind of leans over can take over everything. Right. So if you're looking for something to hang over, maybe look at some petunias or some ivies. Sweet potato vine, you could try, but those can tend to take over in the area. You could use, there's a licorice plant that can be trailing like that. The vincas, like I said. So those are a number of ones that I would use for the trailing. Because, like I said, if you were to throw perennials in there that are more ground covers, they can choke out some of the other plants. And so you're losing the effect that you're looking for. One thing, and it, you'll have to watch it as it goes when you're fertilizing these. So oaks have always been heavy feeders. Even though you cut them down and it's just a stump, that root system is still in the ground for a number of years. That is still active, right? So just be aware when you're fertilizing, it might fertilize the oak tree itself a bit. So you might start to see some sprouts pop up on the sides, and it might not be going to the plant like you want it to. So just something to keep an eye out on, because oaks have always been heavy feeders. Oaks are the type that you can feed the lawn in areas, and it will just take the food from the lawn. And you look at the lawn and say, well, I'm feeding and I'm doing everything I can, but there's an oak right there, and that's what can happen. So just that's something to keep in mind when you're planting in this location.
Gotcha. How about phlox?
So you could do the phlox, right? Like the creeping garden phlox. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah. They hang over, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can put those on a rock wall. Sometimes they do that. So definitely just, again, that might be one where maybe that you said you had a number of different stumps you could use. Maybe that one's all phlox.
Okay.
And it does it. But the only thing about that is once it's done flowering, it just kind of looks green, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of thinking for anything that you want to trail over, I was thinking go annual towards that. Because you can change it, and it will, you know, it'll be just for that season, and then the perennials can go back to being dormant for the winter, that type of thing. Just, that's my opinion, but you could try it, definitely. I'm sure that would look kind of pretty cool coming out of a stump like that, having, you know, the garden phlox just creep out over it. That'd be kind of interesting to see. You know, it's one of those things where sky's the limit, but you just have to take a look at how the fertilization's going, making sure that the water, continue to water it, but watch the water. Because, again, the first couple seasons, this stump, even though it's a stump, is still living. So,
how about a smoke foot to shrimp? What time of year?
You would do that. You could do that in the spring. Get it ready, or after it shoots out some of those little flowers, you can do it after it does that as well.
Okay, and how about...
Hang tight for me.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Liz is in Cape Cod.
Liz, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. I have a question about my clivia plant. I repotted it last year, and it hasn't bloomed for about 3 or 4 years. I put all new potting soil in it, and I've given it light and water and so on and so forth. But right now, when I brought it up from the basement to see what I could do, some of the leaves have rust spots on them, and I don't know what that is. And the other thing is, I see some of the roots are up at the top, like right around the bulb. And I don't know if it should look that way or not. I can't remember.
Okay. So where are the rust spots on them?
Towards the end, the latter part of the leaf, not where it comes out of the bulb, but at the end, you know, like half, yep, halfway down.
Okay.
From the tip.
So it could be, to be honest, it could be a rust. They do get a fungus called rust. sometimes. So you could actually be using a product on there. Like a copper fungicide you could use. You could use like a neem oil. You could use... Bonite has a product called Revitalize that you could use. You could also use like Funganil for the synthetic to spray the plant to get rid of the rust. Eventually it'll kind of rub off and clean off if that's the case, if that's what's going on. If the leaves are starting to turn colors themselves, like you're seeing like a difference in the leaf, it's not like a rust covering, that could be a couple things. Could be needs more humidity. It could mean that it either dried out or had too much water on it. Those are a couple of the different options on it.
Excuse me. I'm wondering if because the basement, you know, has been exceptionally cold this year. It's a garage attached to the house. And historically, it's not been a problem. And I'm wondering if maybe perhaps it was a lot cooler and it didn't get as much water. Usually, I water it once a month in the basement, and perhaps I didn't.
Okay. Well, that definitely could factor into that, on how it's been, the cold temperatures, et cetera. I would definitely see that as something that could happen, to the plant. So, you know, sometimes what happens with, overwatering or underwatering, they look identical, unfortunately. So it you can't tell the difference. So maybe it's partially underwatering is what had happened. The thing is, when it gets colder, right, it's harder to, the plant doesn't dry out as quickly. So by watering less, like you have been doing, or once a month here, it might not be bad. So that, you know, we could take the whole watering, thought process out of it, because of the fact that the cold temperature has kind of forced you to water less, which means it took more time for it to dry out. So that could be part of it. You're not seeing any type of like insect or anything on it when you kind of move it around, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, I mean, it could be the fungus. I would spray with something along the lines of like, copper fungicide on there just to be safe. Mm-hmm. So copper fungicide is organic, so you could do it in the house, you know, and not worry about it. You could do it back in the basement or in that garage where you were, and then go from there. So that's kind of what I'm thinking right off, first off on it. Especially with you less watering that you've been doing just based on the weather. I would think it just might be a rust, and they do tend to get that on them.
And what about the roots that I'm seeing at the top?
So what I would want to see you do is just take a little bit of soil and kind of cover them up a little bit. What could have happened, right? So with the temperatures being so cold and the roots being exposed, that could have an effect to it, because the roots are more exposed to the cold weather, and that's what causes later issues. So I just put a little bit of soil on top of it, get some, you know, potting soil, nothing major, and just cover it up a little bit. You don't have to just, like, cover it by inches. I'd just have it an outer coating on the top.
Okay, I'm going to put them under grow lights. How long should they be under the light?
You know what? Hang tight for me. I can go into that after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.